All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am speaking with Ms. Laura Colbert, who is Executive Director of Georgians for a Healthy Future. And I want to thank you, Laura, for having really given us a good foundation, a good understanding, a good grasp of what Medicaid expansion is about. But as you have already alluded to, there is another option that some state legislators have been pushing, and that is the Medicaid waiver program. Could you discuss for us what that is generally about and where that's been enacted, how what kinds of pros and cons come with it?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Medicaid is a partnership between the state and federal governments, and it provides health insurance to a lot of low-income Georgians. But because it's a partnership, the federal government gives states a lot of flexibility about how they run their waiver or their Medicaid programs. And waivers are the ways that states ask permission to change how their Medicaid program works. So waivers are neither good nor bad. They were not actually written as part of the Affordable Care Act. They were developed at the same time as Medicaid and Medicare, which are both a couple years older than 50 years now. So waivers are a long-standing tool, and actually Georgia uses several Medicaid waivers. But the Medicaid waiver that is currently being discussed is called an 1115 Medicaid waiver. I'm just going to call it a Medicaid waiver for this conversation because it's a little more straightforward that way.
Okay.
But what 1115 Medicaid waivers do is they allow states to experiment and to try out a new approach so that they can better deliver Medicaid to the people in their states. So what Georgia is proposing to do is to use a waiver to expand coverage to this new population of people, low-income adults and parents in the state, and then to try to test something, you know, to see if it works, to see if it provides Medicaid better for the state. You know, there are a lot of states using these waivers now, kind of newly. There's a new trend to use these waivers to put up barriers to coverage instead of making Medicaid better. So in some states, we've seen things like charging premiums for Medicaid. In some states, we've seen lockout periods. So if somebody, you know, forgets to enroll, then they're locked out for 6 months or something like that. And in some states, a very popular one right now is work hour reporting requirements. So having to report to the state how many hours you're working each week.
That sounds, wow. That sounds like people are looking for ways, like you said, to just make it harder for people to access health care. Almost sounds like there's some kind of sinister plotting going on behind the scenes with some of these plans.
Yeah, this is a new trend we've seen over the last 2 years, and it is very troubling because, again, these waivers are really built to try to make Medicaid better and more efficient. And the popularity of some of these barriers to enrollment is concerning because it's kicking thousands of people off coverage needlessly. So, Georgia is looking at one of these waivers, and our legislators have not outlined what that waiver would look like. The legislation is very broad and just says that Georgia is allowed to submit a waiver. And so once the legislation passes, the actual waiver itself would be drafted, and then there will be opportunity for public comment. So if Georgia were to draft a waiver that includes these harmful things, like a work reporting requirement, there's opportunity for the public to weigh in and say, you know, we don't think this is fair, or this isn't going to work for my family, and we will be negatively impacted. The waivers can be good or bad, and so that public comment opportunity is really there to help people weigh in and make that waiver as useful as possible for the state.
So one more question about that. The federal government has to grant the states permission to experiment, and of course that's done through Medicaid waiver program. Does the federal government also look at outcomes once the state has experimented with something else to see how it's impacting the people and to then have the right to weigh in and say, hey, look, the way you're doing it now is not working, you're going to have to make a change to that.
Yes. In past administrations, the federal government has, played a good role in kind of making sure that states evaluated the outcomes of their waivers and then looked at whether or not that was worthwhile to use in other states. Under the current administration, that emphasis on outcomes and evaluation has not been as strong. So, it's hard to say how they will weigh in or if they will.
So we will keep our eyes and ears open for what this one will look like for Georgia. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we do want you to weigh in. Once it's time to give your input, please give it. Laura Colbert, thank you so much for joining us and for making all this so much more clear for us and helping us realize the urgency of voicing our thoughts, our opinions, our feelings about it all.
Yes, we want the public to engage with health policy decisions. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Everybody, till next time.